The combination of eviction moratoriums and CARES Act funding has kept most people in their homes up to now, but those benefits are set to expire December 31st. And as Congress negotiates a new stimulus bill, it's unclear whether it will contain additional rental assistance. Tara Rollins with the Utah Housing Coalition says with COVID-19 vaccinations not widely available for months, it will be hard to avoid mass eviction.
I think the state hasn't taken this as serious as it could and doing maybe a deeper dive into the numbers and what is going to happen when people are starting to be evicted and there's no place for them to go.
According to the investment data firm Stout, more than $120 million in back rent has accrued in Utah since the pandemic began. If the moratoriums are allowed to expire, up to 40,000 eviction cases could be filed beginning in January. Rollins says the economic impact of the pandemic has fallen disproportionately on low-income workers, mostly in frontline service jobs that don't allow them to work from home.
A lot of people continue to be unemployed, as well as, I would say, underemployed, meaning that they're making less money, having less hours at work, so therefore they're struggling.
Rollins encourages renters and landlords to continue to communicate with each other about where things stand, saying it's hard to work out a solution when people aren't talking. And she's optimistic that a new stimulus agreement will be reached.
I'm hoping that we do receive another package from D.C. I think that Senator Romney is on the forefront of that conversation, and I think he understands how communities are and how unstable they are right now.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.